In Phaedo, written by Plato in 360 BC, Socrates explains his belief that the earth is spherical, in the middle of the heavens, and in perfect equilibrium. The earth is also incredibly vast, with many hollow places in the planet where water, mist, and air have gathered. Inside some of these gigantic subterranean caverns, much of the plant life is said to be bioluminescent, which means it glows, and exceedingly beautiful, with mountains that are smooth and made entirely out of rubies, emeralds, and other exotic stones, including gems more precious than any which we know. Gold, silver, and other revered metals are also to be found everywhere. Their temples are inhabited by the gods themselves, who they speak to directly. All the hollow regions of the earth are said to be connected by great subterranean rivers of water, fire, and mud, which flow between several inhabited regions. One of the massive cavities in the earth is said to be so large and deep that it pierces right through to the other side of the earth. So this cavity, often referred to as Tartarus, is where all the rivers flow together and where they flow forth from again. Most modern scholars believe that this myth is not intended as a literal account of what Plato thought the inner earth was like. But what if, like his antediluvian tale of Atlantis, what if Plato bases dialogue at least partially on truth? Could there really be a sustainable inner sanctuary that we, the public on the surface world, are not aware of? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and formally educated anthropologist, and I invite you to explore these inner earth mysteries with me in an attempt to unlock the riddles which have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Gods with Amnesia, Subterranean Worlds of Inner Earth.